And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And your question this week is, how do I calm my busy mind? This is a question most all of you have, because it is a condition of the human mind. The human mind, in its lowest vibration, is the ego mind. The ego mind is based on fear. Its foundation is fear. And its primary goal is to keep you safe. So it has all kinds of ideas about what you need to be doing, what you should and should not think, all of the things on your to-do list, and then even the punishment about why those things haven't been done sooner. It is a rat race, dear ones. Please see this. It is a limited framework of thinking. This is the ego mind. If you listen to this and its chatter and it's forever ongoing about this and that, it will drive you to distraction and to separating from yourself. This is not what you wish in your human life. You wish to be in alignment with the God that created you, creative source of this realm that created all of life on earth, and your spirit. You wish to be in alignment with God and your spirit, because as you are in alignment and listening and asking for guidance and following it, your life will be in step. Each moment you will be in right action, each moment present wholeheartedly in every moment of your life. The ego mind wants to keep everything roughed up and in a state of upheaval, so that you will continue to refer to it and to glance at it and to listen to it. This keeps it alive. This keeps it healthy and continuing on with its ambition to keep you safe in its own understanding. The truth is, as you agree to its biddings, it becomes a smaller and smaller containment of you and your life. This is not what you wish for either. So this mind and its chatter and its different factions that it brings to you causes a lack of stillness in your thinking, in your true mind. It causes a sense of insecurity and uncertainty. And so this also replaces the true peace that is part of your true mind. Your true mind is in alignment with God and your spirit. So, how do you calm your busy mind? First, it is to recognize that this mind, this chattering, forever relentless mind that seems not to give you peace, first, you recognize that it is the ego mind. You recognize that it is fear-based, and that its goal is limited in wanting to keep you safe according to its own imaginations. See this as it is. That is the starting point. Your own awareness of this. And you will know it because of the quality of the messages. They are often hurried and abrupt and urgent and in crisis. This is not the voice of God or your spirit. So discerning this, number one, is the first step. And then we recommend that when you have the consciousness that this is the ego mind and it is running you ragged, that you pause, and this is a metaphor, but that you pause in that moment and come back to your center. This center is in alignment with the God that created you and your spirit. Come back home and breathe. Take a few breaths and then ask God and your spirit, what is the truth here? I seem to be quite upset and disturbed with something. What is your viewpoint? What do you see? How can you help me here? I want to restore peace and peace of mind to my system. And the answers will come, and they will be simple. Answers may be something like, simply let this go. It is not your assignment. Or, let this go. It truly is not something you need to do. Relax. Breathe. All is well. These messages we speak of will come to each of you differently. They may come in words or a feeling you have of peace and knowingness. It could be when you open your eyes, you see something beautiful in the garden that gives you the peace that you are asking for. And then the final step is to go forward and to recognize yourself in having taken this great step to strengthen your system in turning away from the ego mind to the mind of God. Your true mind is a reflection of the mind of God, a manifestation on earth. It is not something far away from you, dear ones. The God that created you and your spirit are right here, right now with you, present, available, loving, tender. This is our guidance this week for you. And we ask you to explore this and practice this practice. It will give you ever greater peace and calm and comfort and right action and wisdom and blessings in your life. We thank you for your question. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.